Welcome, everybody, to the first Sunday service of 2024. This is our Sunday Earth Healing Service. Happy New Year. It's nice to see so many of you with us, 56 of you in the door at the moment. Just a few things before we begin. Please do listen up, as some of our rules and regulations have changed. So, this is an Earth Healing Service. There will be no messages given in this service. Services with messages in them will now be called divine services, and they will occur only once a month. They will be the second service of every month. As a result of this, we will be recording all of this evening, and those recordings will be made available for you to download for free. You'll be able to find the audio recordings after the service on my website on the free stuff page of the website. Please note that because that's changed from last year. We've now decided to group all of our free offerings together so that you can find them more easily in one space. So all of the recorded Sunday services, which are free to download from now on, you will find them on the free stuff page. If you want to record this evening, of course, you're more than welcome to do so, but please do bear in mind that any recordings that you make are for personal use only, and in no way, shape, or form for resale purposes. There won't be any course notes available for this evening. It is a service and it's largely channeled. This evening, I'm going to channel also the prayer and the closing blessing, as well as the meditation. So there's no prayers, there's no blessings, there's no meditation script for this evening. That's not necessarily how all future services will go. I'm just trying something out a little bit different to start the new year with. If you have any questions that arise, either from this evening's channeling or the Earth Healing meditation that we're going to do this evening, you can contact me via the website by clicking the Questions for Edwin tab. Now, this is a new part of the website that we've created. This isn't for general questions. It's not if you want to know what the lottery numbers are, or if you want to know whether your husband or your wife are cheating on you. It's only if you've got questions that are about readings that you've had, workshops that you've undertaken, lectures that you've attended, channeled evenings, and of course the Sunday service. It's not for general questions. I might suggest then that you have a pen and pad to hand in order to make notes, should you find anything pertinent to you in this evening's channeling or anything that comes up in this evening's healing meditation that you want to scribble down lest you forget it. As this is a service, there will be no question and answer moments throughout this evening. We don't have question and answers when we do services. The service will last for an hour without any break, and you will remain muted throughout the service. That just cuts out any background noise, prevents chaos from reigning. So it's how the entirety of this evening's offering will take place. So before we get started, then, I just want to say that when I first started doing church services, which was in a wonderful, well, it used to be a spiritualist church, and then it became a church of universal truth in Surrey, in a place called St. Michael's Sanctuary in Ewell. The services looked like this. I came in, I did a prayer, we'd sing a hymn. There was a piano then, and somebody would come along and play the piano. We would sing a hymn. They would be normal church hymns. The medium got to choose what hymns we sang. Then sometimes we'd have a channeling. Then there'd be music moment where we'd play a bit of music and everybody would listen to the music. And then there'd be a healing meditation. And then there'd be a bit of a kind of closing address and a closing prayer, and that's how it looked like. Sometimes there was a communion service, a special service where we did the whole wafers and wine thing. And over the years, it kind of shifted and changed slightly, but pretty much the format was fixed. I think we dropped the hymns after a while because I think the pianist died and they got rid of the piano. But we still listened to pieces of music. Oh, there was a reading. That's what I'm missing. There was a reading as well. So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about these services, the Zoom services that I created really initially for the pandemic when we were all locked away in our homes, and how when I recreated the Sunday services, I felt that they needed the format needed to be changed. For one thing, there's no point trying to sing a hymn on Zoom because, mine's the only voice that you can hear. And although I would see your mouths flapping up and down, I wouldn't be able to hear your beautiful dulcet tones. So that seemed to be pointless. It also seemed to be a bit of a space filler to play you a bit of music. And as much as I'm sure you would appreciate sitting back and listening to Kate Bush and Prodigy, it might not be exactly what is required of a Sunday service, to be honest. So I threw that out as well. And I started finding prayers on the internet for the opening prayer and the closing blessing. And I started scripting the meditations, as you may remember. But I was thinking, starting the new year, that some of those original elements of the service, the channeled prayers, the channeled meditations, might be quite nice to revisit. So for today at least, and probably I'm going to give it a couple of goes, maybe not every time we meet for a Sunday service, but sometimes. But for today, I'm going to channel the prayers, I'm going to channel the meditation, as well as there's going to be a much lengthier channeling from spirit. And I'm going to go into a slightly deeper trance for that as well. And I'd be really keen to get your feedback about this, particularly those of you who've been to services before, as to whether or not you like the channeled prayers, whether you prefer me to find prayers, existing prayers on the internet or in my library, whether you quite like the meditations to be channeled, or whether you like a scripted meditation that you can have a copy of and use yourself. I would just welcome some feedback to see, what you prefer and what you don't prefer, because at the end of the day, you're the people that we are trying to please. And as much as I take guidance from spirit, I'm also very open to trying to take guidance from you and to improve things. One of the reasons why we've decided to have her earth healing services and divine services is that just before Christmas, we did a survey. And in that survey, we asked why people came to the Sunday services. And the majority of people said that they came for the meditations and the channelings, not the messages. Now, it might have been that people were just being polite and wanted to appear to be spiritual, although the survey was anonymous, so I'm not quite sure why they would have done that. It might be that people were genuine. So that's why we decided to have one service with messages and one service without, so you can choose which one you'd prefer to attend. And it's just going to be interesting to see what the ratio is of attendance, whether people really do favour a service that's got messages in rather than one that's more focused on a general channeling and a lengthier meditation. So I just thought I'd kind of explain the diversion that we've taken slightly there. Okay, we're going to start with an opening prayer then. So I'm going to show you an image on the screen that you may just want to familiarise yourself with. It's the symbol of the flower of life because we're going to use this within the prayer itself. Let me just get that on the screen for you. So, as you can see in the picture, there is this central image here. Oops. That's the flower of life. And often that symbol is shown separated. But the flower of life is actually part of a vaster, broader, bigger web. And here you can see that when it is connected to the other circles, creating these ever bigger, ever growing flowers of life, it forms this network, this kind of pattern, this weave, this web. And this is the unified field. It's the sacred geometric representation of the underlining web of energy that binds and links all things together. Now, in our prayer, because I'm going to guide you to do a little bit of visualization before we do the prayer itself, I'm going to guide you to bring your attention up into the crown center. And then I'm going to ask you to open from the crown center a flower of life. And then I'm going to ask you to expand that out or to see that expanded and connected to the unified field. It'll become clearer as I talk you through it, but I just wanted you to get that idea and image fixed in your mind. I did try and create an AI, because I've been doing lots of AI experimentation with artwork of the flower of life. It didn't quite come out as I wanted to, but I still think it's pretty enough to show you. And that is this image here, which I think is quite Beautiful. So if anybody wants this picture, I'm very happy to send it to them for free. Just shoot me a message via the website and I'll send that image back to you. Because I just think it's a very beautiful and pretty image. And it's not bad. The flower of life's kind of here in the middle. It just gets a little bit lost as the image expands out into this bigger, broader mandala. Right. Let's take that off the screen. I'm just going to put some music on in the background. There we go. And I just need to pull that volume down. It's way too loud. That should do it. Start at the beginning. It's always a good place. Okay, folks. So close your eyes, please, and just have a good fidget around so that you can get nice and comfortable in your seat. Make sure there's no tension or stress in the shoulders or the neck, that you have good lower back support, no tension in your hands and feet. I'm not a particular stickler about not wanting you to cross your legs or fold your arms. I just want you to be as comfortable as you can be, really. Take a few slightly deeper, slower breaths in and out. I'm going to guide you with a little preparatory visualization to help you move into an energetic space where prayer is strengthened, where we are more heard by the universe and the divine, and where we have a more direct connection to affect the quantum universe around us. So I'd like to begin by asking you to focus your attention on your heart center. And if it helps you, you can fold your hands over your heart so that the touch of your hands upon your chest, upon that dip of your sternum, helps you to reinforce the focus of your awareness here in the heart. Breathe in, breathe out. Nice, long, slow, deep breaths. Relax. Become calm and centered and focused in the now, letting go of your day. And bringing your attention solely to the sound of my voice. As you breathe in and out, I want you to hold the intent that your breath is feeding the heart center. And that the heart center is beginning to expand and open to the light touch of the prana contained and carried by your breath, that you feed the heart chakra now through your intention and attention. If your heart chakra appears to you as green, then let it be green. If it appears to you as pink, then let it be pink. See it expanding, dilating, unfolding. The opening petals of a flower, maybe, or the expanding radiance of a star. Now, in the centre of this chakra, there is a dot of light, a brilliant but tiny dot of pure white light. And as you bring your attention to that, it begins to expand, to reach out, filling the core of the heart center with its dazzling snow white, milk white, bone white light. This is that part of your spirit which is purely divine and eternal, the part of your I am that resides at the core and center of your spirit body. Now, I want you to take this brilliant white light and extend it as a vertical line, to take it up through the spine, through the central energy channel, up towards and through the throat chakra, the pale blue center which sits at the base of the throat. And I want you to take that light further up through the throat, through the mouth, through the nose, into and through the brow chakra, the third eye center, the violet light center, which sits above the bridge of the nose. And continue that white light line upwards through the cranium, through the brain, out to the top of the head, and into the crown chakra, the brilliant white center which hovers just above the top of your head. Now, as the white light hits the crown begins to expand, it begins to dilate, it begins to unfold. It's dazzling, brilliant white light radiating outwards into the ether. This is the center point of your flower of life. And as the energy of the crown chakra begins to expand, I want you to see that the crown chakra is radiating the flower of life pattern out into the space around you. And I want you to see that this is the beginning of your connection to the unified field, to the quantum field, through the crown center, through the flower of life that radiates outwards from the crown. I want you to see the crown center spinning out into the ether, into the universe, a flower of life, connecting you to the net of light, rippling outwards into the farthest reaches of the universe, into the farthest dimensions. Now, as you fold your focus here, connected through the quantum field, through the unified field, to the divine, to the planets, to the stars, to your guides and guardian angel, to each other, to the masters and the archangels, I want you to hear my words and let them reverberate through your system out into the multidimensional reality. Divine source of all light and life, of all love and truth and peace,
Great Mother and Father, Goddess and God of all, we call upon your presence and your power. Be with us. We stand at the beginning of a new year. The world that lies before us is a blank canvas of our own creation, waiting for us to make of it what we will. Give us the courage and the strength, the power and the belief to shape and mold and change the nature of our reality for our greater good and the greater good of all. Strengthen us and encourage us to be bold and courageous, to be merciful and loving and kind, to be compassionate and to walk in truth. Protect us from the darkness. Shine a light into the darkest corners of our own fear and prejudice. Help us see your signs and feel your constant loving presence. Remind us that we are not alone, and that together we have the power to make a difference, to change and shape the world in accordance with the will of the divine, to make of it a better place, filled with love and understanding. Divine Source, guides, guardian angels, archangels and masters of light, as we embark upon this journey, be with us. Continue to love us unconditionally. Continue to inspire us to be the best that we can be. With hope-filled hearts, full of joy and excitement for the wonders that lie before us. Hand in hand and heart in heart, and spirit in spirit. Let us begin. This then we ask of you, for the greater good of all and in accordance with the will of our higher self and the divine. Let it then be so. So mote it be. Amen.
Now I just want you to stay open for a moment to any impressions, any guidance, any energy that you receive, remembering that prayer is a two-way conversation between ourselves and the divine, and that it's always important to pause after we've spoken to give the divine a chance to speak. Now let the net of light that you have connected to begin to roll backwards into the crown chakra, to fold back in upon itself into the crown center above your head. And slowly, slowly and gently, let your awareness begin to fall back down from the crown through the central energy channel, through the brain, into and through the brow center. Down through the mouth, into the throat. Down into and through the throat center, the base of the throat. Down through the sternum, and back into the heart. And here at the heart, let the heart center begin to gently fold back in upon itself, to reset itself back to its normal default level. And take a few deep breaths, grounding, centering breaths, bringing you back into contact with your body, with the seat beneath you, with your feet on the ground. If you feel the need to extend a few roots of light from the base center down through the legs and the soles of the feet into the earth, if you feel the need to protect yourself in your usual way, and slowly and gently, when you're ready in your own time, open your eyes and return. Okay, folks, so we're going to move on in a moment to this evening's channeling, but I just want to reiterate a point that was made there when we did the opening prayer. I know that might have seemed like a rather long preamble, but prayer is important and powerful, and I think it's really important that we're in the right space before we hit the point where we say the prayer. It's no good, you know, lighting a candle, kneeling down and going straight into it when you're still panting from climbing the stairs or your head's still full of the shopping list that you need to write. You need to be clear and calm and settled and connected. And it's really important too to pause after you've said your piece, to give the divine an opportunity, a chance to respond. Sometimes, most of the times, probably the response will be nothing. But sometimes you might get a word, you might get the title of a book, you might get an image in your head, a sensation in your body, and that can be the divine answering your prayer, or at least guiding you in the direction as to where the prayer can be answered. So it's really important to pause after the prayer to see what the divine has got to say. Tonight's channeling, then, I think it's going to be from the collective Ascended Masters, but we will see. It will be a little bit longer than usual. I'm going to take a little bit longer to move into the trance state, so I want to go into a slightly deeper trance state, so that the channeling is a little bit clear. I was starting to be a bit despondent towards the end of last year. I was tired towards the end of last year, but I thought it was starting to show. I thought my channelings were coming across a little bit dodgy, a little bit rough around the edges. So I want to make sure this year that I improve a little in that regards. So you just get yourselves nice and settled. I'm actually going to try, once again, let me know by email if this doesn't work for you. I'm going to try to put just a teensy weensy bit of very, very quiet music in the background. I've experimented a little in the past with meditation music in the background, and sometimes it seems to work quite well and sometimes not so. But we'll try it out for tonight. I'll make it really quiet. Okay, Let's see what spirit have got to say. New Year's can be daunting for some and exciting for others, depending upon the weight that we carry with us from the year that has gone before. Sometimes we embrace them thinking that they hold nothing more than the promise of that has already been. A repeat, a continued descent into sadness, grief, anguish, and pain. And sometimes, because of our circumstances, we can see the new year truly as a new beginning, as a new opportunity. Sometimes we can put aside the past and step boldly out into the new day. Beginnings are important. At the beginning of a new year, the collective consciousness of mankind holds a joint belief. Despite itself, even the most cynical of minds and hearts sees the new year as a new chance. Time to change the self, the world, a time to begin again, to avoid the mistakes of the past, to be someone new, to shape and change the world into a more just and rightful place. And that collective consciousness, holding that open possibility, provides us with a window of opportunity to ride on that energy, on that brief moment, to influence our quantum reality and set in motion new rules, new laws, new regulations for the path ahead. This is what, in truth, New Year's resolutions are. They were never meant to be promises or vows that we would make to ourselves, but rather imprints upon the quantum field. Statements of expectation and desire that we would let the divine know we wanted to be our reality moving forwards into the new year. Seeds planted that we might then water through our actions and our intent, through our routines and rituals, but which would also blossom and bloom as a result of the divine receiving them and endeavouring to change the nature and course of reality in accordance with our will and desire. This window of opportunity is not yet gone, but it is shrinking fast. The more the weeks and days of the new year, the new month, begin to tumble forwards, the more mankind slips back into their patterns and rituals and abandons the notion of optimism and change. So it is vital now that you plant your seeds for your future, that you hold fast to how you want your reality to be, that you endeavor to let go of your fears and focus and foster your hopes. Now here, we, the lords and ladies of Shambhala, the masters and lady masters, can aid you in this. When creating your quantum seeds call upon us not only for guidance, but also to enforce them as you cast them out into the ether. Once you have written your list of desires and wants, you must find a symbolic way of scattering them into the universe. You can bury them in the earth, you can burn them on a fire, you can throw them out into the sea. You may choose to write a list, or to place your thoughts and desires into the stem of a feather that you plant into the ground, so that as the wind caresses it, your seeds are released into the air. A system used in the ancient times by the indigenous people of the Americas called prayer feathers. You might fill a ribbon with your thoughts and your desires, and then tie that ribbon to a tree, so that as it flutters in the winds, it does the same in casting your thoughts out into the world. You might fill a stone, a rock, a crystal, and cast it into a pond or well. You might go out at night and sing your desires to the moon and stars. It matters not how, only that you do, and only that you do now. It is very important to use the moment before the moment passes. We are aware that in many ways your world might seem to be in a worse place than it has ever been before. The wars, the pollution, the political unrest, the uncertainty. We understand why many of you might think that surely by now the divine plan has been abandoned and gone to waste, but this is not so. It is still salvageable, the hopes of the divine, the promise of the new earth, the possibility of ascension. It is still in place. Everything that occurs serves the divine purpose in a way, because the divine, ever capable of adapting, shifts and changes the nature of the fabric of reality beneath the free will of man to make use of that they have created, the good and the bad, that it might better serve the plan on earth. Oftentimes it is only from our vantage point of the realms above that we can see how things might play out in accordance with divine will. And many of these things we cannot tell, for they are by no certain means fixed in the timelines that flow forwards. But what we want to convey is that there is hope, and that that hope in part rests in you, in your actions, in your will, in your love. And we want you to believe this, and we want you to believe in your power to positively influence your world, and we want you to participate spiritually and physically in doing what you feel is right to save your planet. And we will be with you every step of the way, invisible and silent at times, but nonetheless present. Hands on your shoulders, holding your hands, marching by your side, holding you safe in the light and love of the divine. So, beloved children of the divine, light workers of the earth, most beloved, go forwards with these words and truth, and follow our guidance if it resonates with your heart. But most of all, know that we are with you, that you are not alone, and that our love for you is absolute. In love then, and in peace, let this be so. So mote it be. Amen. Okay, folks, so we're going to move on in a moment to this evening's Earth Healing Meditation. But before we do, just a little bit of commentary, really, on what the Masters said there. I found, and I'm sure many of you found this too, towards the end of last year, there'd been such horrendous goings on that I'd had my fill of it, really, and I took Christmas off from listening to the news. I don't always think it's the wisest thing to do. I think sometimes sticking your head in the sand is just that, sticking your head in the sand, and being a light worker is about facing the darkness and playing your part in transmuting it into light. And sometimes that means facing the bad news that's being propagated around the world and directly contributing to transforming that into light. But I think there are times when we all just have had enough, really, and we need a little break. And I'd reached that point just before Christmas. And I still feel I need a little bit of that break now before I get into the rhythm of the new year. And I think sometimes it's really important to plant our quantum seeds before we dive back into all that negative propaganda and all that negative news. So if you have, like me, taken a bit of a break from the news, I would encourage you to keep off the news for just a few more days, a few more weeks, whilst you plant your quantum seeds, so that you can stay in this little state of grace. And if you've gone back to the news already, I'd probably encourage you to just take a few days away from it before you do your quantum seeding, so that you can be in a really true positive space when you do that, because it's really key, the attitude that you take into the quantum seeding, because that's part of the power of planting those seeds. Okay, we're going to do a meditation, an earth healing meditation, in conjunction with the Lady Ascended Master Kuan Yin, because it is she who is the leading patroness of 2024. So if you'd like to get yourselves nice and comfortable, we'll do our earth healing meditation. There we are, that's what I'm after. Just pull that music volume up a tad. Okay. So close your eyes then, please. And just take a few minutes to get nice and comfortable and relaxed. Breathe in, breathe out, as comfortable as you can be in your chair, focusing on the sound of my voice. In your mind's eye, the space around you begins to blush pink, the pink of roses, the pink of dawn, the pink of love. And then the colour rises. Pale yellows bleed like watercolour into the pink and then blues and turquoises and greens. The colours mix and merge together, blurring slowly into focus, righting themselves to reveal a beautiful and brilliant landscape, a mountainside filled with a green wild meadow and flowers. Pale blue skies, an early morning dawn, a snow-capped mountain reaching forwards up into the heavens. The air is filled with the soft hum of bees and the scent of summer. This is Fragrant Mountain, the home and sanctuary of the Lady Ascended Master Kuan Yin. You move through the meadow, further up towards the mountain, walking through the grasses green until you come to two large, ornate, open gates. And walking through them, you find yourself in the garden of Kuan Yin's temple. Water trickles past you as the wilderness of the mountainside becomes more tame and manicured. Here, everything has its place, and there is a place for everything. Nature has conformed to the will of the Master in harmony and peace. Ahead is Kuan Yin's temple pagoda, a beautiful, golden, ornate structure that reaches up towards the sky like an ever-opening flower trumpet turned with its opening towards the ground. And waiting there on the golden steps, Kuan Yin. She steps forwards and you see, held within her hands, a large precious pearl, as large as a football. She extends the pearl to you so that you might see it better, and as she does so, it shifts and changes into the earth. Kuan Yin bids you to place your hands on the earth as she holds it, and you do so. Kuan Yin closes her eyes and begins to pray, to chant the Omni Padme Om mantra, her mantra, the mantra of compassion. And following suit, you too join in, your eyes fixed on the slowly rotating earth held between her palms. Energy begins to stream and flow into Kuan Yin's body, ribbons of luminous light flowing to her from the ground, from the heavens, from the trees and flowers, from the universe, and through her into the earth held between her hands. And you discover, to your delight and surprise, that the same ribbons of light are flowing to and through you also. The power of the universe, conjured through mutual intent, the healing of the earth held between your hands. Let the power flow to wherever it is needed most, to conflicts raging in the world, to natural disasters that consume it, to people suffering in strife, starvation and poverty, to those newly dead, lost and wandering the planet, and to the planet itself, choking beneath the ignorance and arrogance of mankind's pollution. allow the ribbons of light that flow through you to deliver to the world healing, blessing, deliverance, power, strength. All the time, keeping your heart and mind open to receive guidance from Kuan Yin as to what better you might do to aid the world and help it with its impoverished state. And in a little while, my voice will return to guide you home. It's almost time to return. Allow the healing energy that flows through you to ebb and cease. Kuan Yin slowly withdraws the earth and, placing it to one side, allows it to float in the air by her side. Before she sends you home, she says, she wants to place upon you a blessing for the weeks that lie ahead. And so, placing her arms upon your shoulders, she stares into your eyes and speaks.
the brightest of blessings be upon you, child. Love and peace and light, protection, peace and joy surround you. Let the light of my heart spin a blanket of love to hold you secure in the knowledge and truth that you are loved and not alone. Loved and not alone as you walk upon your way. Loved and not alone.
A golden cocoon of light spins forth from the words spoken and surrounds you in a bright and brilliant aura of energy. And bowing her head, Kuan Yin releases her hands from your shoulders and steps back. And fragrant mountain around you begins to fade and disappear. Breathe in and out and release it, this sacred space. The summer breeze, the blue sky and the green meadow grasses. Breathe in and breathe out and return. Come back. Back to my voice and to your home. Back to your chair and the earth beneath you. Breathe in and out a little more deeply. Ground and center yourself. Protect yourself and return. And slowly and gently, in your own time, open your eyes and return here. So, folks, we are almost at the end of the evening, and Kuan Yin provided us with a very nice blessing there, so I'm not going to try and top that, but I am going to just wrap things up with a few notices before I wave you off into your Sunday evening. So the next Sunday service, which will be a divine service with messages, will be on Sunday the 21st of January. If you can come along, we would love to see you, and please do feel free to tell as many people that you know about the services. They are completely free. Now, our next workshop will be on the 4th of February. This will also be completely free, and for the first time, it's free to absolutely anybody. Anybody who's been on anything last year with us and anybody who's never been on anything with us before. We have decided to open it up this year so that anybody who wants to come can attend for free. But you do need to register to secure your place by going to the website and following the instructions on the workshop page. Unfortunately, there are no more reading spaces available at the moment. We will be releasing more at the end of February. We will let you know nearer the time when they are coming about. I have got a 4-week course in the Four Cardinal Archangels starting in February. Details are online, and there is still time to apply for that. Keep your eyes peeled on social media for announcements regarding up and coming workshops, lectures and channeled evenings for February, or of course, sign up to our mailing list. If any of you have sent me emails over Christmas, just bear with me. I've got around about 85 emails that I'm trying to wade through. I'm also trying to finish my tax return, so it's a pretty busy time of the year. And I've got just under 60 readings to get through this month. So I will get back to you, I promise, but it might just take a little bit longer than it usually does. So just bear with me there. Thanks so much for coming along tonight for the first Sunday service of the new year. I hope you've enjoyed it. Do let me know what you thought about it. And if there's anything you didn't like or anything you particularly did like, I'd love to receive your feedback. Have a wonderful, wonderful start to the new year, a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. All my love and blessings go with you. I'm going to wave you off into the night, and I hope to see you soon at one of the other services or events. Take care, folks. Lovely to see you all. Thank you. Bye-bye. Happy New Year. Take care. Bye, folks. Bye-bye. Bye.